Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Sir, may I interest you in a Bordeaux trend? Johnny Davis offering up the wine short show title. That is a play on Bordeaux blend, which is something I don't know as a non-wine dude, but
I wish I knew more. I mean, I don't know. I wish I knew more. I just don't drink enough wine to fucking know.
My interior decoration is all wine mom stuff. I'm a fake.
Fake ass wine mom. Yo, Jack, a poser ass wine mom.
She doesn't even really get down with wine.
Oh, that would be God. Amazing. You know, he got grape juice in all those bottles, right?
I just like the stuff, okay?
I like the vibe.
It doesn't mean I have to drink wine.
I just fuck with the culture, okay?
I kind of like that idea. That would be a good character.
Fell in love with the culture, honestly. That's what happened. Yeah. I just fell in love with the culture. I'm not appropriating. I'm appreciating.
Yes. All right. I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
And these are some things that are trending.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Nas X gave birth. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He gave birth to a new album, his first studio album, the EP7, I guess, or 7EP, was so named because it was just an EP. I don't know how I missed that. But this is the real deal, full album. It's getting positive reviews, but like they're from, you know, like The Guardian and shit. So who, like, places I don't normally go for my music criticism.
But where do you go?
I'll be interested. I usually go AV Club or Pitchfork or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, there was his whole like Montero like rollout shit was so funny because he would be like, "Do you like wish America would come back to its old ways? Like, visit this website." It was just his show website, so he was just trolling with the Billboard ads because this motherfucker is a genius. So
he is real deal. Genius. I love Industry Baby. I really like that song.
Yeah. People are saying that he was giving out Bitcoin or something too. I don't know. The whole thing.
I don't know. You got to listen to the album and yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the album. Have you?
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
Are you hopeful? This feels a little mainstream for Miles Gray's taste.
Montero?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I really like Lil Nas X like as an artist. Like just more of like literally like for what he creates and his like ambition as a creator. I really respect it. I really respect it. And yeah, I'll definitely check it out. Just more like what I have to remember. because there's like so many TV shows and other things like I try and watch, but it's hard sometimes to set the time down to sit with an album, because I really like to like really listen. I don't sometimes passively listening, I'll miss a lot of shit. So yeah. I'll give it the old sit down.
The best diss track of all time is trending.
Oh right. Yeah, that's why No Vaseline is trending.
That's why No Vaseline is trending.
Got it. Because everyone is like, why is No Vaseline and Swollen Balls simultaneously trending? And that's because of Nicki and who is it, Double XL?
Yeah, I think Double XL.
Yeah, they do positive.
They do a good job. They do a good job of getting people talking about a rap question.
I mean, No Vaseline, is a little, I was around for that, but I wasn't as invested in the NWA beef as much as I was maybe Tupac and Biggie or like Jay and Nas. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else, Back Down by 50 Cent. That was also one I feel like that was a pretty scathing diss track. But I don't know. For me, I don't know, man. Honestly, I feel like the tale of Adidon and shit. Pusha T
he really took it to just a new level. Fucked
Drake up completely.
Yeah.
So in a way,
the fact that people still say like he ethered him is like a pretty good indication that ether is up there.
Yeah. You know? Ether and the Takeover are definitely up there too, because those are two, depending on, which side of the debate you're on. But yeah. Oh yeah. Drake back to back. That was also Dramos' act. And that had some good punchlines. But I think from like ones where I surely just went back like, oh God, oh boy, I don't want to listen to that again.
Drake back to back was cool because it was so like fast. It was just like, oh, he said what? And then like immediately Drake had released his response.
Yeah.
But I got to go with Luke 11, 37-54.
Oh my God.
The woes of the Pharisees, bro. When Jesus just let him have it.
Oh my God. Running through the six with my woes.
Yeah.
Woes of the Pharisees.
Woes of the Pharisees.
I don't have much of an opinion. I think it all depends on what beef you're most invested in at whatever time. But yeah.
Yeah. It was also like ether. I think my answer is ether. And I think because like for people who are Nas fans, but like he hadn't really like hit that level in a long time, it was kind of cool to like see him actually like motivated.
Right.
Anyways, the Clippers are trending. I don't know why it sounded like Paul Revere shit, but the Clippers are trending because the Clippers and Intuit signed a 23-year naming rights deal for the new $1.8 billion arena in Inglewood, which is... Is Inglewood also where the Rams' new arena is?
Yep, SoFi.
Damn, Inglewood is just going to be like...
just going to displace a bunch of people to build more fucking stadiums and give fucking tax breaks to build that shit. I don't understand, Like, even as, a Lake friend, I'm like, we're fine just sharing the stadium. Rather than, having to build, spend more fucking money on another stadium. I don't know. Cool. I know it's funny to read the bickering between Lakers and Clipper fans, like underneath the tweets announcing it. They're like, oh wow, the Lakers now are the first NBA team with an away stadium too. Mm. Good for them. But I don't know. Yes, lots of money will be spent. It looks very fucking fancy. I'm not going to lie. That shit looks expensive.
Yeah, it looks like a UFO landed in the middle of Inglewood basically.
Yeah.
What is Intuit do? It's like financial software.
Yeah, they do TurboTax and shit, QuickBooks.
Okay.
Yeah. Money, like apps that are like made to make, like we already talk about how that shit is already like, they also lobby to keep our taxes as complicated as possible. So we have to use Intuit and shit. So, hey, and in a way, it's our stadium.
That's right. It's for all of us. I just wonder like how much longer Staples is going to hold on. So that like that the Staples Center makes sense as a name, like as a brand, but Intuit probably here for a while, as long as they keep our tax code very complicated. That's some confidence. That's putting it out there.
And a lot of Clippers fans are like, it means we'll be in LA for at least that long. And you're like, aw.
Oh, you
good
guys.
For you. You're worried.
So cute.
That's great.
Because they were, right? Yeah. Like, weren't they going to maybe move before Ballmer bought them?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there that was all. That seemed to be a bit of, you know, a possibility. Mm. Oh, you know what else I'm fucking saying? Fucking Control, that Big Sean track. Kendrick Lamar like literally calls out 700 people on that track.
Oh yeah, yeah. But that's like a diss track of the entire industry. Yeah, I know. Like, he just like again ethered the entire industry.
Yeah,
including like Big Sean. Like, doesn't he shit on like people who are on the track with him?
Yeah, it's like, wait, hold on, what?
Wait a second. J Electronica is on that one too, and that was before I was like really feeling him. I hadn't like followed all the hype, but his album that was officially released last year and also the unofficial release, they're both pretty dope.
And I mean, I think it's not like he's super like saying I'm gonna fuck all y'all up, but he's basically saying like, these people I'm naming, you're not better than me,
right?
And that's just facts, so please don't get in your feelings.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. No Time to Die is trending because that is the name of the new James Bond movie. I think a new trailer dropped like a couple weeks ago. I saw like part of it. It looked cool to me. And then I think it's trending again because there's like clearly planted marketing material, aka like behind the scenes footage of Daniel Craig giving a heartfelt, teary farewell to Bond and the Bond character. So, you know, I also like that. So Swollen Balls is still trending. But I want to just give that the Lifetime Achievement Award for like some... The little like kind of stupid meme, stupid trend that could, because it is really outlasted the over-under I had for it.
Seriously.
Somebody tweeted like, swollen balls, ? No, comma, time to die, ! Because they were trending right next to each other. And that is well done.
Shit.
Do you fuck with Bond? Do you care about that?
Oh man, only Timothy Dalton as Bond.
What a specific take.
Yeah, I only recognize Dalton as Bond. Word is Bond. The GoldenEye like is one of my favorites. Not that I'm like more because of it's like a childhood favorite, and I watched that movie so many times. Like it's like one of those movies I don't need to ever watch again because I've watched it so many times. But yeah, I mean, I don't dislike it, but I'm also not like dying running out to go see it either. But yeah,
not literally dying to go see it in theaters.
And honestly, I don't have time to die.
Yeah, you always said that. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, you should have trademarked that.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Zone of Death is trending. This is something that Super Producer Brian brought to our attention. That is a zone in Yellowstone where they're saying that you can apparently get away with murdering someone because of like complicated overlapping jurisdictions. Yeah, Yellowstone has a 50 square mile zone of death where you can get away with murder, according to Dylan Matthews of Vox. That is from back in 2016, but it is bubbling back up because of the Gabby Petito story.
Got it.
Finally, Laura Loomer, prayers up. The far right, anti-Muslim, anti-vaccine conspiracy theorist Laura Loomer has announced she's tested positive for the coronavirus, which is weird because it doesn't even exist.
Yeah. And she was posting shit. She was literally posting shit like, I hope I get this shit so I can show y'all this is nothing worse than getting food poisoning from bad fajitas or something to that effect. She was basically like, she quite literally said, I hope I get it, because I want to prove that it's not as bad as food poisoning. And her posts now like, pray for me, my body is aching so terribly. It's the worst part of this. And a lot of people speculate like she's just kind of doing some shit to get her name to pop again, because that's just part of the ebb and flow of competing for relevance in the far right echo chamber world.
It's pretty reliable. You see like the anti-vax pro-death group, like kind of you can, like there was a nurse who I was just reading the progression as she went from talking shit about how the vaccine is bullshit and, you know, anti-science shit to like getting it. And it was the exact same thing. She was like, it's like being totally overblown. It's not as bad as the flu. Got it. Immediately was like, this is bad, y'all.
Please pray for me.
And then she did pass away. So, I mean,
That's so fucked up. Like,
it's horrible.
You think there's going to be like an industry where it's like scared straight, but the anti-vaxxers, they go like, hey, let me talk to you, young man.
Right.
I used to be like you.
not believing in COVID or the vaccine till I got COVID. Look at my balls.
That would be an actually good use of their time and experience.
But I mean, like, I feel like there's so many anecdotes of people going to the other side or realizing how harebrained they've been with all this and then regretting it, that I'm curious to see if that has any effect at all on some people. I'm sure it does, because otherwise I feel like vaccine rates wouldn't be somewhat going up in certain places, but
shit. Yeah, like, I'm just trying to put myself in the position of the people who were protesting outside of that, like, influencer anti-vaxxers, like, hospital, and then they were trying to get the hospital to give her ivermectin, and then she passed away, and they, like, go home and do what? Like, they're just like, what do they think happened there?
I mean, that's why you hear things like people saying, like, being intubated or being put on a ventilator is what's killing people. That's what kills them, is when they're vented. But I don't know.
Hospitals are among the deadliest places in the world, so that's why I never go there, no matter what.
I mean, where do most people die? Think about it.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
And salute.
All right, that is going to do it for this week. Mm-hmm. Another week in the book, season 202. What a season.
Big book.
In the big book. Shout out to the Pharisees. That is going to do it. We are back on Monday with a whole new episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Yes. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.